This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick for a discussion on the September 1st Raw that was taped last night in St. Louis, Missouri, the go-home show before Unforgiven. Jamie, I think we both agree that Randy Orton was the star of the show. What's your overall impression of the show itself and the way they sold the pay-per-view on Sunday?
Oh, it's a really good go-home show. They hit all the key points for all their I guess you really only had two top matches because you got the Shawn Michaels Jericho program and then the championship scramble match, but they hit all the points that they needed to. They really emphasized everything really well. Randy Orton made a great return. He was on the mic tonight and just really reestablished himself in 10 minutes as the top heel on Raw without having to wrestle. I mean, he easily shot over Kane and Jason, which wasn't really hard to do, but the seeds that were planted for him possibly taking over a stable with DiBiase and Rhodes under him and perhaps some others, that was really, really good. I liked him lighting a fire under DiBiase and Rhodes with that backstage segment later on, and just really good stuff out of Orton, and again, amazing stuff out of Shawn Michaels and Chris Jericho, and we can only hope if that match is going on as planned that Shawn can pull it off without further injuring himself.
Yeah, I mean, the way he landed on his arm was almost like, you know, it's kind of like you fall out of bed and maybe you're a little bit sleepy and you fall out of bed and you try to break your fall with your arm instead of just falling naturally. And it looked bad. I mean, part of me wants to say, you know, why did they have to have any physicality? Just let it be, let the promos tell the story. And, you know, I guess he got a little bit overzealous in the booking there. They wanted to have a little bit of physicality, a little bit of an appetizer for Sunday. But I thought it was unnecessary. And I think in hindsight, they're probably all regretting having anything like that. So I thought, I mean, the way they told that story in the contract signing was just, I mean, just another chapter of greatness between them. My palms were sweating as I was typing. I was, you know, it was just that intense of television. And that's what this whole feud is about. I think, and like I said before we came in the air, I think Randy Orton has been paying attention to Jericho because Orton had a lot of little subtleties about the way he carried himself tonight. Verbally and non-verbally, that he it seems like he picked up from Jericho because he seemed like a different heel. He seemed like a more legitimate, more adult-like, a more serious, a more take-you-seriously type heel. And like you said, he didn't have to do anything physically. He just conveyed a level of superiority and importance and had an air of authority to him. And I can't wait. I can't wait for Orton to come back, and I never thought I'd ever say that before in my life. But I'm looking forward to Randy Orton returning. So,
well, he had a sense of confidence to him tonight that he just hasn't had in a really long time. I'm trying to think of the last time that he really came off as this comfortable with himself out there. I mean, he just really, really felt the part and came out and delivered exactly what he needed to deliver, and it was just really, really good. It was short, but once he comes back, I mean, they need to keep the belt on Punk.
Yes.
They have to do that.
Yes.
They have to do that, what they planted for tonight, because that's a ready-made feud when Orton is ready to go.
It sure is.
I mean, they can plant that in right away with Orton back in the picture with he did tonight, and speaking of that opening promo, after Orton left, I mean, how does JBL have any right to say anything to CM Punk anymore? How many times does he have to be beat clean, 1, 2, 3, in the middle of the ring before he stops calling CM Punk a fluke and a paper champion and blah, 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 the same lines over and over again? I mean, they have no weight to them because he's been defeated 3-4 times now by CM Punk, and it just doesn't make sense to keep having him come out and say the same things to Punk week after week when he's been beaten handily by him already. And it just, that gets kind of maddening.